Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly expresses shock and anguish over the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam. India bans 16 Pakistani YouTube channels for spreading misinformation, objects to BBC's reporting on Pahalgam terror attack. India and France to sign a deal for procurement of 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. Markets trade strong amid positive global cues. Sensex gains over 1,000 points, while Nifty 50 reaches 24,328. And in IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals to face Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting, which lasted for around 40 minutes, came in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and actions after that. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on critical decisions. Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly today expressed shock and anguish over the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam that killed 26 people and resolved to fight resolutely in defeating the nefarious designs of disturbing communal harmony and hindering progress. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the resolution was moved by Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary during a special session of the Assembly, which began with members observing a two-minute silence to pay homage to those killed in the tragedy last week. The Deputy Chief Minister stated that the House expressed its profound shock and anguish over the barbaric and inhumane attack perpetrated on innocent civilians in Pahalgam on April the 22nd.
This House unwavering condemns the heinous, cowardly act that resulted in the loss of innocent lives. Such acts of terror are a direct assault on the ethos of Kashmir. The values enshrined in our Constitution and the spirit of unity, peace and harmony that have long characterized Jammu and Kashmir and our nation. This House stands in full solidarity with the victims and their families.
The Assembly also endorsed the diplomatic measures announced by the Centre following a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security a day after the tragedy. India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels, including Dawn News, Samar TV, RE News and Geo News, for disseminating misinformation against India in the backdrop of the recent Pahalgam terror attack. The YouTube channels have been banned for spreading provocative and communally sensitive content and false and misleading narratives against India, its army and security agencies. Action has also been taken against two social media posts on the recommendation of the Union Home Ministry. The government has also objected to the reporting of BBC on Pahalgam terror attack and conveyed the country's strong sentiments to India's BBC head. A formal letter has been sent to the BBC on terming terrorists as militants. The External Affairs Ministry will be monitoring the reporting of BBC. Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Vaya Vandana scheme and distributed Vaya Vandana cards to the beneficiaries at Tyagaraj Stadium in New Delhi. Addressing the event, Mr. Puri said, the scheme is being seen as a health model not only in India but also across the world. He said the cashless facility is a big feature of this scheme which is not available in any other health scheme.
Delhi mein 47 private hospital already impaneled hain aur 10 sarkari hospital bhi hain. Jab maine inki list dekhi to main dekhta hu jo acche hospitalon mein se hai aur mujhe puri umeed hai, mujhe vishwas hai, jis tarike se aap kaam kar rahi hain aane wale samay mein aur bhi private hospitals iske sath judenge aur ye jo yojana aapne jiski shuruaat ho rahi hai, main samajhta hu ye sirf Bharat mein nahi vishwabhar mein ye ek model ke roop mein it will be cited.
Speaking at the event, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Delhi government is honouring the senior citizens of the national capital through this scheme. She added that the Delhi government is starting registration for this scheme from today.
दिल्ली के लिए ये बहुत खुशी का अवसर है कि हम ऐसे सभी माँ बाप जो हमारे दिल्ली के हैं उनको एक सम्मान एक न्याय और एक सुविधा दे पा रहे हैं इस व्यय वंदन योजना के माध्यम से. इस योजना की खूबसूरती ये है कि इसमें कोई डिफ्रेंशिएशन नहीं है. अमीर हो गरीब हो कोई भी इनकम का सोर्स है या नहीं है. हर एक व्यक्ति जो 70 साल से ऊपर की उम्र का है उसको इसका लाभ मिलेगा. एक आप दिल्ली के निवासी हो और दूसरा आपके पास आधार कार्ड हो.
Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Vay Vandana scheme provides free healthcare facility up to 10 lakh rupees per year to senior citizens aged 70 years and above. The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting searches at 11 premises of liquor contractors in Bhopal, Indore and Mandsaur in Madhya Pradesh. The investigation follows an FIR alleging a loss of over 49 crore rupees to government revenue due to forgery and manipulation of treasury challans between 2015 and 2018. The investigation into alleged fraud involving challans and suggests that contractors may have manipulated amounts by using small figures and leaving the rupees in word sections blank, later filling in higher amounts and submitting altered copies to warehouses or excise offices. The National Archives of India has acquired the private paper collections of former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. A formal signing ceremony was arranged by the National Archives in New Delhi today for the handover of the papers by the family of Mr. Kalam. Talking to Akashvani, Director General National Archives of India Arun Singhal said the National Archives of India is in the process of assembling a collection of documents pertaining to former presidents. He added that the organization already possesses documents related to former presidents such as Dr. Rajendra Prasad and V.V. Giri.
काशी अभिलेखागार में हम लोग पुराने अभिलेखों को संरक्षित रखते हैं और हमारे पास गिलगित मैनुस्क्रिप्ट जो करीब 1300 साल पुरानी है तब से लेकर बाद के कागज हैं. ये प्रयास कर रहे हैं कि जितने भी पूर्व राष्ट्रपति हुए हैं हमारे देश के उन सभी के कागज हम इकट्ठे करके अपने यहाँ रखें. हमारे पास डॉक्टर राजेंद्र प्रसाद और डॉक्टर वी वी गिरी के हैं पेपर्स ऑलरेडी और बाकी में हम लोग प्रयास कर रहे हैं. हम लोग फॉर्चुनेट हैं खुशनसीब हैं कि डॉक्टर कलाम की फैमिली ने एग्री किया है. आज उनके फैमिली मेंबर्स यहाँ पे आए हैं.
Punjab police has set May the 31st as the deadline to arrest all drug traffickers in the state. All the district police chiefs have been instructed to prepare a concrete action plan to meet the deadline for making a drug-free state under the Yudh Nasheya Virudh campaign launched on March the 1st.
It seems people from Punjab have finally started coming forward to make their state drug-free to save their own and others' children, many of whom are getting addicted and are dying due to overdose. Since the launch of the Yudh Nasheya Virudh on March 1st, 4,000 anonymous calls from the public have been received on the Safe Punjab Anti-Drug Helpline. It has resulted in registering 503 FIRs and arresting 659 drug peddlers. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav disclosed that out of the total 836 decided cases, 744 have been convicted, out of whom 144 have been awarded more than 10 years prison under NDPS Act. He said 755 drug spots have been identified in the street and many properties of drug peddlers made with drug money after illegally occupying the land have been demolished. At the same time, 31 big hawala operators have also been arrested and rupees 8 crore hawala money has been seized from them. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. India is all set to sign a defence deal with France this afternoon for the procurement of 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. Sources said that officials from the Defence Ministry and the French ambassador to India will represent the two sides at the signing event. Out of 26 Rafale Marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With the induction of the Rafale Marine aircraft, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. The Supreme Court today agreed to consider a plea seeking regulation of obscene content on OTT platforms and social media, observing that the issue raised serious concerns. In response, the Union Government told the court that some more regulations are in contemplation. A bench comprising Justice B.R. Gavai and Justice A.G. Massey observed that the public interest litigation raised an issue of important concern and issued notice to the Union Government and OTT platforms, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Alt Balaji, Ullu Digital, Mubi, and social media platforms Xcore, Google, Meta Inc. and Apple. The bench tagged the petition with other similar pending petitions. Russian President Vladimir Putin has thanked North Korean troops for their participation in the conflict against Ukrainian forces in Russia's Kursk region. In a statement issued by the Kremlin this morning, Putin praised the heroism, exceptional training and commitment of the North Korean fighters who fought alongside Russian soldiers to defend their homeland. The statement followed North Korea's confirmation that it had deployed troops to assist Russia in its ongoing war against Ukraine. Canadians will go to the polls today for a crucial election that has been overshadowed by U.S. tariff and annexation threats. Polls will open in Newfoundland and Labrador this evening at 6 p.m. Indian time and will close in British Columbia at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 1.2% up in afternoon trade today, boosted by positive global cues, strong March quarter earning report from index heavyweight, and significant gains in energy, oil and gas and banking sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,038 points to 80,243, and the NSE Nifty 50 climbed 288 points to 24,328 when reports last came in. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was also trading in positive territory. The mid-cap index jumped over 1% and the small-cap index advanced over 0.3% a short while ago. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Kerala, Tripura and Gangetic West Bengal today. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said the temperature is normal or above normal over most parts of the country except Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana. He added that from the 1st of May, there are chances of thunderstorms and dust storms in the national capital.
Actually, the temperature is normal or just above normal over most part of India except Rajasthan and Punjab and Haryana. And a heat wave warning we have given mainly for southwest Rajasthan covering Churu and Bikaner, where temperature is very high, 45 degree plus. If we talk about further warning, it is mainly Punjab, Haryana on 29 and 30th May. But due to unactive western disturbance and easterly wind, there will be no heat wave condition from 30th May onward.
In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Rajasthan Royals RR will face Gujarat Titans at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The Royals head into the clash on the back of a five-match winless streak, having suffered an 11-run defeat to Royal Challengers Bengaluru in their last outing. Currently sitting ninth in the IPL standings, RR is now left with only a mathematical possibility of qualifying for the playoffs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly expresses shock and anguish over the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam. India bans 16 Pakistani YouTube channels for spreading misinformation, objects to BBC's reporting on Pahalgam terror attack. India and France to sign a deal for procurement of 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. Markets trade strong amid positive global cues. Sensex gains over 1,000 points, while Nifty 50 reaches 24,328. And in IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals to face Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.